AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP Russia has provided Iran with information that could help Tehran strike American warships, aircraft, and other assets in the region. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt downplayed reports about Russia sharing intelligence with Iran.
Clearly is not making a difference with respect to the military operations in Iran because we are completely decimating them. As I said earlier, we've taken out nearly 30 of their ships. Their Navy has been deemed combat ineffective. 90% reduction in ballistic missile retaliatory strikes against the United States and our Gulf Arab and partners in the region.
Tom Fletcher at the United Nations was asked about the humanitarian aspect of the war.
UNHCR reporting hundreds of thousands of people displaced. UNICEF are reporting that over 190 children have been killed since the escalation, including over 180 in Iran, 7 in Lebanon, 3 in Israel, and 1 in Kuwait. So once again, civilians must be protected.
Oil prices keep going higher. Add that to weak job numbers from the Labor Department, and stocks are deep in losses in late-day trading. The New York Times is urging a federal judge to block a Pentagon policy limiting access to the building for journalists from many mainstream news outlets, including the AP. Three former presidents are set to speak in Chicago at the final public tribute to the late Reverend Jesse Jackson, including Barack Obama.
He backed unions in their organizing efforts and activists in fair wage campaigns, understanding that if the have-nots and the have-little-bits ever learned to make common cause across racial lines instead of fighting each other over breadcrumbs, everybody would benefit.
Jackson died last month at 84 after battling a rare neurological disorder. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Time to change the clocks again, but there is a push to stop the change.
According to an AP NORC poll last year, if they had to choose, most Americans say they would prefer to make daylight savings time permanent rather than standard time. Kenneth Wright with the University of Colorado says that choice has some implications.
We aren't permanent daylight saving time. We're going to have many more dark mornings. People will be driving to work. Children will be standing there for the bus or walking to school in the dark. And it can increase that by more than 100 days compared to what we currently do right now.
Scott Yates with Lock the Clock says he got involved in the discussion for personal reasons.
Like so many people, I was just frustrated having to change the clocks twice a year. I didn't like losing an hour of sleep in the spring.
And says he's optimistic about getting rid of the time change.
It's a terrific bipartisan issue. Nobody's going to bicker about that part. So it's just a matter of getting it done.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.